I was just going to say, like, I would love to focus on just the recent body of work, but at the same time, this is not one body of work. It's actually two different bodies of work that have kind of merged for me over the course of the last year or two, because I was, as Susan said, I was out in Arizona for 3 years, and that's where I did my my MFA in studio arts. And you know, I'm a hometown Ellicott City girl. I've lived in Maryland most of my life, and I moved out there kind of as a purposeful way to uproot the way that I was thinking about my work and life in general, and try to just rework everything, basically, to see what that would do, I guess, to my studio practice. And while I was out there, you know, my work before I left was more figurative, and it was inspired by my family life and by my relationships and the fact that I'm an identical twin, and all of those relationships in my life felt different because of that fact. And when I moved out there, you know, I was so far away from my family and friends, and it was really hard to keep that content going because I didn't have those personal connections that I could talk about. So it became more about the landscape. And the most interesting thing to me about the landscape out in Arizona was that, you know, it was so harsh and hard to live in. I mean, beautiful most of the year, but that small part of the year that it's just totally unlivable and terrible and hot. But architecture was the way that we were able to live out there. I mean, it's helpful in any climate, but it takes you in from the heat, keeps you safe from the sun, and it also opens up to the landscape with these huge, paneless windows, making it possible for the landscape to become kind of a part of the decor. And it's this visual relationship that we have with the landscape that is lovely, and we strive for it, but it's also somewhat artificial in a way. So that's what the body of work in Tucson was about. And I have this piece in the center, and the one to the left, and the one to the, to my left, and to the right of that. Those are the three pieces from my previous work. But my more recent work started happening after I moved back from Tucson to Ellicott City, which is my hometown. My parents live about 5 minutes up the road from the historic district, and when I had first moved back home in 2017, we had already had one devastating flood, and I was not really totally there for it. And I went through the experience of that happening and really was horrified, but at the same time, I wasn't a part of the recovery. I was kind of away at school. Even though I was home for it happening, I was actually not a part of that whole, you know, aftermath. And when I moved back, everything seemed to be back to normal almost, and then it was just in time for another devastating flood. And you can imagine that Ellicott City has been a really important part of my life, having grown up 5 minutes down the road, you know, first dates and shopping with friends and all of that, and actually meeting my husband. He was working at the restaurant on the afternoon of the second flood, and so he took all these images and video, and you know, it just hit me harder than the first one. So after that, I was just having a hard time really thinking about anything else, especially because the politicians were talking at that point about tearing down about 10 buildings. At first, when I heard about it, it was more than that, but it was 10 later on when I read about it. And so that really hurt me, and you know, I thought about it a lot, and I'm like, I understand where that comes from, but at the same time, I was needing to cope with that idea of change, basically. And so this body of work came out of that, and it was about the same time that the 2018 California wildfire season was in full effect. And so the fact that the natural disaster of the flood was taking place so close to home for me, and the fires were happening on the other side of the country, and it just felt like this moment in time where architecture and nature were at this this really, really important battle point. And it was like one or the other is going to win. And it's always been like that, and it always will be like that, I assume, until one will win. But either way, this body of work, Erasing Places, is what the title of the show is. And it really talks about my own connections that I've been making in my studio work between the Tucson work and the Ellicott City work. So in the Tucson body of work, you really clearly see that relationship between viewer and an architectural structure or a window and the landscape out beyond. Whereas this new work, it seems very different, but at the same time, those three elements are still there. The idea of that natural force trying to get its way, make its way in, and the architectural structure kind of being a barrier between the viewer and what they're seeing. So this time, in this body of work, it's actually the architecture that is inferior and kind of in a position of, what is the word? Well, in any case, nature is dominant and kind of being this powerful force that may destroy. So really, erasing places, this is where I'm going to pull out my notes a little bit. When I first moved back, I started a bunch of paintings, like 5 or 6 paintings, and some of those you actually see here. And they were inspired at the time by Arizona, and I was trying to figure out a way to continue working off of my ideas from Arizona, but I really couldn't make that connection anymore. And they sat in my studio for nearly a year while I was working on other things. And then when I started the flood work, it started in other ways, but I made my way back to those canvases and ended up finishing them as flood paintings or California fire paintings. So this work has really been a way for me to cope with the idea of Arizona kind of being taken out of my memory and of my work, which for me it was really hard to think about. And I felt very similar about that as I did to the idea of Ellicott City being erased from what I remember it being, basically. Because Arizona was such an important part of my life, and it was such a growth period for me. You know, I really went through a lot of personal and artistic growth while I was out there. So it's hard for me to admit that that's not going to be a part of my work moving forward. And this whole exhibition is kind of admitting that I'm through. And I mean, not that I'm through. I still love the work, and I'm still going to follow things that inspired me there, but things nearby need to have their roots in my work the most, because I just take connections and inspiration from what's around me more immediately. So yeah, that's pretty much it. If anybody has any questions, I'm happy to take them. But thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. Sure, Frank.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So, do you want to be an architect at some point? Because, like, these are really cool looking structures.
Thank you. No, I actually never had aspirations to be an architect. But my interest in architecture came from reading Ayn Rand's The Fountainhead. Actually, after I read that book, I started working with architecture more directly in my work. Because it became this kind of powerful representation of humanity, I guess, like the presence of humans in the piece. So, yeah.
The piece is directly behind you.
Yes.
How were those cut out? Did you do that by hand?
I did. I did do that by hand. They were actually just free-floating drawings for a long, long time, and then last year I reworked this whole series and mounted them to the plexiglass to make them a bit more archival. And graduate school, I wasn't really thinking about that.
Are these paintings for sale, and do you do commissions at all?
Yes and yes. commissions are a little bit more like, you know, based on how much time I'm able to spend. I do teach full time and work in my studio as well.
But where do you teach?
I teach at University of Maryland and at Frederick Community College. All right, thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you.